My name is Victor Villanueva. I'm from the Philippines, and my entry in Frameline Film Festival, my film is called Jesus is Dead. It's about a dysfunctional family who goes on a road trip to attend the funeral of their estranged father who they haven't seen for 13 years, and the name of their father and the husband is called Jesus. And along the way, it's a comedy road trip, and there's a lot of revelations and detours which the characters will know more about themselves. And it's about breaking free from tradition, because they're a non-traditional family. So one is a trans man, one is a loser bum, and one has Down syndrome, and the mother is a single mom who has issues.
I'm betting she has some issues. So talk a little bit about art in the age of Trump and why it is, art is always important, but why it maybe is just a little more important.
I think it's very important because through art we can express more of ourselves, or it's a clever way of getting our message across. And I think if it can resonate with the audience, it's more powerful that from the art they can feel more about the message. And I think for me, I usually do comedies, and I think comedy is a very powerful tool to tell the truth, and it's the first line of defense when everything is going down and depressing. And somehow through comedy you impart sort of knowledge, but in a very amusing way, but at the end of the day they learn something from it. So I guess for me art is very important to really reach out to people and make them know that, hey, by God, we shouldn't be assholes, we shouldn't be idiots. So, like, you know, disregarding people, like, just coming up with half-assed ideas. Yeah. So through art, we can tell these people that, hey, wake up, encourage critical thinking.
And I love with comedy, it's almost like catching them off guard.
Mm-hmm. And I think comedy is, like, it's far more truthful in shutting down bullshit.
It's sort of like in the old days, the court jester was the only one who could tell the king the truth.
Yeah, and or they have to be apologists, they have to be, come up with some bullshit excuses.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about making films with an LGBTQ theme in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. In the Philippines, there's a lot of LGBT people, but mostly it's a Christian-dominated country, so there's still a lot of animosity towards it. There's like hidden homophobia, but it's so ironic because a lot of the icons and celebrities are gay or lesbian, and especially with the one Charis Pempenko, who just came out like as a man, and he's now a trans man and changed her name to Jake Zyrus. And people are like, you know, having it's being controversial because people are telling her that, no, you're a girl. So, you know, and it's so weird because whatever makes you happy. And in making LGBT films in the Philippines, there's actually a lot of people who are doing LGBT films, and there's a lot of who went around internationally and stuff. And I guess in my case, this is technically my first LGBT film. Actually, the film isn't mainly an LGBT film because it's about the family dysfunction, but
it could be just as much a film about a single mother.
And I think the reason why this was accepted in Frameline, because there was a subplot of a lesbian love story, which I think was very strong and was portrayed nicely by my actors. Before I made the film, I was really worried on how to tackle this kind of issue, because I'm not lesbian, so so obviously, so I wanted to do it honestly. I don't want it to be exploitative, or I don't want it very half-assed. So I kind of did my research, I talked to people, and somehow I am happy that when people talk about my film, they love that character so much because it came across as very honest and very relatable.
Well, you can be an honorary lesbian.
Okay, I'll take that.